Into the Breach. Written by Hugh Seabag Montefiore and read by Roy Macmillan. Chapter 1. Great Expectations. Beaumont-Hamel, 1st of July, 1916. At 7:19 a.m. on the 1st of July, 1916, the tension in the British trenches opposite the German stronghold of Beaumont-Hamel reached fever pitch. Expectations of victory had never been higher. The big push was about to begin. For 7 days, as part of the softening up process before the great advance, British and French artillery had been pounding the German front line to the north and south of where it was bisected by the River Somme. However, the point where the German line scaled the heights that dominate Beaumont-Hamel, a sleepy French village 11 miles north of the river, was receiving some of the closest attention. It was one of several German strong points where British miners, supported by the infantry, were hoping to administer the coup de grâce. Unbeknown to the Germans, the miners had hacked their way through the chalk until they had hollowed out a 350-yard-long tunnel that ran from behind their own line, east of the village of Auchonville, to beneath the part of the heights known as the Hawthorne Redoubt, on the German side of No Man's Land. Then, having packed the mine with 40,000 pounds of explosives, and having connected wiring, detonators and gun cotton primers, they had scuttled back to the area behind the British front parapet. There, they joined the other 230,000 British soldiers who, along with their French counterparts to the south, represented the largest strike force assembled since the German invasion of France in 1914. Now, the British infantry were only waiting for the commanders of the tunnelling companies controlling this mine, and the mines secreted under a series of other strong points in the German front line, to push down their plungers before they charged over the top. Geoffrey Mallins, a British cameraman who at this crucial juncture had come to the British front line to film Hawthorne Redoubt, the strong point on the Beaumont-Hamel heights that was to be exploded, described for posterity what some soldiers were expecting to be the defining moment of the war in the following terms. Time, 7:19 a.m. My hand grasped the handle of the camera. Another 30 seconds passed. I started turning the handle. My object in exposing half a minute before 0 hour was to get the mine from the moment it broke ground. I fixed my eyes on the redoubt. Any second now. Surely it was time. It seemed to me as if I had been turning for hours. Why doesn't it go up? I looked at my exposure dial. I had used over 1,000 feet. The horrible thought flashed through my mind that my film might run out before the mine blew. The thought brought beads of perspiration to my forehead. Then it happened. The ground where I stood gave a massive convulsion. It rocked and swayed. I gripped hold of my tripod to steady myself. Then, for all the world like a gigantic sponge, the earth rose in the air, hundreds of feet. Higher and higher it rose. Then, with a horrible grinding roar, the earth fell back upon itself, leaving in its place a mountain of smoke. The explosion certainly stunned the German defenders, who were already struggling to cope with the regular bombardment. According to one of the survivors in the 119th Reserve Infantry Regiment, the 26th Reserve Division unit that manned the redoubt, it made such a loud bang that it was clear it was not made by the firing of any gun. It was accompanied by an enormous smoke cloud which reared up into the air in front of our 9th Company, while stones rained down onto the position. The explosion killed the men in 3 of the company's sections and entombed those in the dugouts nearby. Afterwards, the surrounding field was as white as if it had just snowed, and cut out of the side of the hill we could see the yawning mouth of an enormous crater, 50 to 60 meters across and 20 meters deep. The explosion was the signal for the attack. Wave after wave of enemy troops emerged from the British trenches and walked towards us, their bayonets glinting in the sun.
The cameraman on the British...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?